This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and we have got a show for you today. Massively pumped up, like at a level I can't believe. I have been a fan of this guy and what he's done in the network marketing space from a leadership standpoint, like literally nobody else that I've ever been around. And I've never had a chance to tell him that. Today I'm going to talk about that, but it is a big day. You excited enough about that?
I am so excited. I'm so glad I was at the ANMP to get to experience Mark for the first time before getting to do this show, because wow, what a day it is.
Well, what you don't know is I told him to seek you out, tackle you. You were the most important guy in the room, and it was really, really cool. Before we go there, happy birthday, Taylor Thompson, wife of Larry.
Yes, yes.
Good friend of my wife. They went to Africa together to do microloans, and she is a great woman. Her and Larry have done such gigantic things in the network marketing space over 50 years, just being the ball, and it's cool. And then we have some tragic news about a guy named Peter Hirsch, who's been around for so long. And a very, very good man. He's owned companies. He's a public speaker. He's a best-selling author. He's a friend to many. And he passed away over the last few days very suddenly. And the profession is literally rocked on its heels. It's a tough, tough time. And I want you guys all to do this today, no matter what. Find 10 people in your life that you haven't contacted in a very long time, and you were planning on doing it tomorrow, and do it today. Because I'm telling you, it's the most important thing. I had a call today with the board of directors of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals. By the way, Mark and his sidekick just in. You guys brought the rain there with your own equipment, your own technology, but most importantly, you, Mark, and it was unbelievable. So let's get started. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great, man. Just going and blowing. Just got back from back-to-back events in Miami and, about to go on a two-week vacation for my wife's 40th birthday. So very excited to go to New York and hang out a little bit.
Wow, that is so cool. So, Mark, share a little bit of your story in the network marketing profession, because I think it's so – I got to hear a little bit about that in learning your bio and doing some research on you before the show. I love how you came into the profession out there building and then really came to lean into the things that you were the best at and ended up, getting this opportunity to truly do that full-time for a very, very long period of time. How'd that whole thing come about for you?
Well, first of all, before I got into network marketing, I was in direct sales. I actually knocked on doors and sold cookware, china, and crystal door to door. One of my all-time heroes is Zig Ziglar, so I knew he did that. So I thought I was going to get rich selling cookware, and that definitely did not happen. So I look at it, though, if it wasn't for that chapter of my life, I don't think network marketing would have been as appealing to me, because I just never, I'd had a couple of friends who had done it, and I just thought it was goofy. I was that guy. I was the guy who would have told you it's a scam. Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey, by the way. So New York, New Jersey, everyone's kind of hard and, it's a dog-eat-dog environment. So I was not likely to do network marketing. But actually, the guy who got me involved in the cookware business, he switched over network marketing. I liked and trusted him, so I took a look at it. And as soon as I saw how you could make money off a team, and it's like, this was in 1987. So, wow, back then, there were so many people would just sit there and tell you how much money they were making and what their background was. And I was the guy who'd go, man, if these people can do it, I can do it. So I got started in NSA, which of course became Juice Plus. And I ran there for about 3 years. And, I'll say this. My first 9 months were disastrous. They weren't disastrous. They weren't good. Up, down, up, down, up, down, but mostly down. And I'll tell you, if I didn't know how to sell, my direct selling background, if I couldn't sell water filters back then, I would have for sure quit. I was selling a lot, but my recruiting efforts were not working. And then, you know, they said there was a seminar and I should go, but I didn't want to go. I didn't think I needed to go. Why would I go learn from this guy? Who is this guy? It costs money. Why is he charging money? Again, I was a skeptic. I didn't want to go, but thank the Lord, for whatever reason, I flew out to San Diego, California, went to that three-day event, and it completely, literally changed the direction of my life. I couldn't believe that someone else figured out exactly how to do the business. And by the way, that seminar was no motivation whatsoever. Nothing. There were no chance. There was nothing. It was how to invite, how to present, how to close, how to train, how to promote, how to edify, how to. And no one had taught me any of that stuff. So I left there so full of enthusiasm, and I signed up for the next event, which I couldn't afford to go to, but I figured I'd figure it out. And in 3 weeks, I made enough money to go back. And then 4 weeks later, I went back again. I just became a seminar junkie. And after the third event, I had the courage to go speak to this speaker who was doing the trainings, and he was very nice. And he goes, "Well, where's your group? Let me say hi." And I was like, "My group?" And he goes, "Yeah, is your team not here?" And I'm like, "No, I should I bring them?" And he's like, "Oh my gosh, yes." So then I started bringing my team to events, and that became, you know, my main matrix. You know, everyone's got KPIs that we focus on, like what are my most important stats. I look at my business. I was a one-trick pony. I just focused on how many people am I getting to the next event, and that just drove everything. You know, I went from, I think, my first event I had 10, then 13, then 16, then 18, then 22, then 24, so I was inching up. Then I had 46, then I had 150, then I had 300, and before you knew it, I had over 1,000 people attending events, and my income just went through the roof. So I had a really good run as a networker. You know, I was very blessed. I was in some very phenomenal companies, great leadership, incredible mentor. But after about 20 years of building and, you know, having a lot of success, I realized that the training part, which I had been, of course, doing all along, was my real calling, if you will. It was just one of those moments, you know. It was, I won't get into the whole story, but I just had an aha moment and realized that I was better at training than I was at building. And that's, that was the year 2000, and that's when I started Marcusetta Seminars and just started, you know, I sold my spot back to the company I was in and just became a full-time trainer.
So, Mark, what you put together in a leadership, I mean, the people that, the caliber of people that you attracted that were singing to the same drum, I was flabbergasted because you took incredible people and made them better. And I can't believe you were able to do it. I think, and I'm not going to mention the names because I don't know how many of them you're still hanging around with, but I'm just telling you, I was in awe of you all over the world because literally tens of thousands of people were following your lead, but also following the lead of that 10 people that you had following you like the Pied Piper all over the world doing exactly what you did. How did you find them? How did you do that?
You know, it was one of those things, Tom. When I first went to that company, first of all, it was less than a year old. It was only a few months old. And they had a few people that had a little success in networking, but they didn't have a lot of leaders who had definite opinions. You know what I mean? They had a lot of hungry, teachable people. And I explained to them, this is what I told them. I go, look, I'm big on analogies and I'm big on sports, so hopefully the audience will track with this. So I go, it's a guy named Bill Belichick. And, you know, a lot of people know him because he's the head coach of the New England Patriots. And this was right when the Patriots had won 3 out of 4 years of Super Bowls. And I go, you know, Bill Belichick clearly has a plan on how to win. But most people don't know Bill Belichick was the head coach in Cleveland for the Cleveland Browns. And he got fired. And he had the exact same system that he had in New England winning all the Super Bowls. But he got fired in Cleveland. Now, why did he get fired? Because he didn't win games. Why did he not win games? because the players in Cleveland didn't buy into the system. So it really doesn't matter how good the system is. You need your key players to buy in. So I spent a lot of time the first year of that company really building relationships and building trust and getting people to learn that if they would promote the events and if we would all play together as one team, which is a lot of times not common in network marketing. Everyone's kind of in their own silos doing their own thing. And I just sold them on a vision. I was fortunate enough to have some people who bought into it. But the good news is within 12 to 18 to 24 months for sure, everyone who is making the big money is people who are promoting the events. And it just snowballed. And, you know Matt Morris really well. When he joined that organization, he brought a lot of international people with him. And that was the thing that I was most happy about, was the events duplicated perfectly in Europe. I had people tell me, oh, it won't work in Europe because people from Greece won't sit next to people from Turkey and Brits don't like that. And it was so funny. It's like, you know what? Turns out humans are humans, and if you do a great seminar, it doesn't really matter any of that stuff. And it worked in Asia, it worked in Australia, it worked everywhere, and yeah, it was a blessing. But I was the architect. I was the you know, there were a lot of other people. I cannot take credit for it. There was a lot of great people involved in making that happen.
What I loved about that whole culture that you, that community and that culture that you built, though, was nobody was taking all the credit. They were all just absolutely saying, it's a party, you need to come. And all of you were saying exactly the same thing, which created this international party that everybody wanted to come to. And everybody did come to. And it wasn't so much about the company, it was about the culture and the community. And you just did it. And now you're doing that all over the place. And you took that whole philosophy to the ANMP down in Dallas a few months ago. And, I mean, people are still blown away talking about it. They just can't believe that you made it look so doable for them. And building that culture inside of your own business, everybody, you need to go hook up with Mark. I mean, it's that simple. What's the website?
MarkAceta.com. Mark with a C. Aceta, two C's, two T's. That's not an easy radio name.
It's really not. It's not a, yeah, exactly. I should get a much easier domain name. We have other ones, but anyway.
You're all good. It's all good. I love it. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about what Mark has learned in creating transformational experiences, which has become his bread and butter, not only in the network marketing space, but beyond, from a business perspective, at the seminars he puts on. And it's amazing stuff that he's doing. So we've got Mark Aceta, the trainer to the stars in network marketing and beyond. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. You got Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault. So stick around. We'll be back right after this. Stick around.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and Mark Assetta. We're talking to Mark about what he's accomplished, and we're talking about the past so we can get to the future, which is going to be hopefully talking about the future of network marketing and what he believes is going to happen out there with all this artificial intelligence, all these people trying to figure out a shortcut, and Mark's just coming from his heart, not his head, and it's working like a charm. So take it away, Adrian.
Yeah, I love that. And so, Mark, you said in around the year 2000, you sold your downline back to the company that you were associated with, and you created this seminar company. And so talk about, because, you know, what I got to see at A&MP is of course, the product of, you know, over 20 years worth of developing that and you know, the some of the work that you do where you're in, you know, you're creating characters and you're creating these storylines is so powerful, but I haven't really experienced anybody doing work quite the way that you did. And so how did you identify the power of creating those sorts of experiences and share a little bit more about what it is that you do, but how did you come to realize how powerful that really is?
Well, I got that from my mentor, the concept of doing it. He did something very, very similar to it. And what's funny is, you know, I wasn't doing anything like that at first. And then as the years went by, I started realizing, like, some of my best experiences were learning that. And the other thing is, I'm like if I could go back and redo my life again, I'd either be a director or a writer or a producer or an actor. Like, I just, it's natural to me, you know what I mean? It's just in my blood. So I started doing it, and turned out that was really the best thing that we did. You know, it's funny, a lot of people honestly think the only thing I do is dress up in character and act out these short plays, but in reality, we only do that. That's one of about 5 or 10 different types of events that we do. But I think, to your point, Adrian, because it's not very common at all, it's what really stands out. So, you know, again, I'm happy to be known for that for sure.
That's amazing.
As
you tell people coming into this profession, what's the first thing that you advise them to do, Mark, in order for them to get that leg up to get rolling in this great business?
Well, I tell people the first thing is you've got to take immediate action. You know, it's like everyone is, you know, so focused on how to. Listen, how to, of course, matters. But you got to take action. Nothing's going to happen if you just sit there. You can't, you know, have paralysis by overanalysis. To me, one of the biggest things, Tom, is if I'm coaching someone how to build a team, the biggest thing I have them focus on is how they're getting their new reps started. Because if someone gets off to a slow start, they're probably going to quit. Let's face it. In our business, a lot of people come in, they dip their toe in the water, and if it doesn't work, they jump. So I'm really big on taking immediate action and teaching people basics. You know, to me, it's like everyone wants to be a great speaker. Well, that's cool. Being a good public speaker is great. It's glorious, but you know what's better? Being a great inviter. Because there's no point in doing a great presentation if no one gets to the presentation. There's no point in being a great closer after the presentation if there's no one in the chair to close. So I've always focused on inviting. Like, if everyone on a team are a master inviter, then the presentation could be so-so, and we're still going to kill it. Because it is a numbers game. It's like anything else, it's a numbers game. And we just got to get it in front of as many people as we can, as fast as we can. And we all know the way this works. We're dealing mostly with amateurs. When you open a McDonald's, you are not getting Michelin-starred chefs cooking in your kitchen. You're getting teenagers who don't know what's going on. Same basic concept in network marketing. Most people have never done any kind of sales before, so we've got to teach them very simple, basic concepts that are easily duplicatable so they get some wins, and then once they get some wins, then we can teach them to be a little bit more sophisticated.
So what he said was become that inviter. And if you can master the invitation, it's only going to be a natural progression for you to become good at everything else. But if you don't have the invitation, you're going to be the only one there day after day. And so all of you new people and all you people trying to start your new people, teach them the invitation. Teach them how to do this. Because if you do that, you're going to win. So go to markasetta.com. And just kick it around and go Google him. If you start seeing some of his skits, you are going to be in hysterics, A. You are going to flip out at the conciseness of his language. He's mastered the English language at a level that you wouldn't believe. And I want you to just go watch it because he's in character and you are mesmerized from beginning to end. And you come out of that a little better network marketer every time. It's magic, right?
It absolutely is. And so make sure you go check him out on the break. We're going to take another quick break here, and we get a nice long segment on the other side of this, thank goodness. So stick around. You're listening to Mark Asetta, Tom Chenault, and Adrian Chenault on the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. Doctors in the Southwest have reported a rise in first, second, and third degree contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, 540 degrees.
The reports of severe burn incidents, some fatal, have come from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada, where temperatures have been in triple digits for weeks. The White House is creating a permanent pandemic office. The Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response will address potential public health outbreaks and threats from RSV, polio, influenza, Mpox, and more. A new poll shows voters are not overly enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. In fact, less than half of those surveyed by Yahoo News' YouGov poll said they favored either candidate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault, Adrian Chenault, and why are you smiling at me?
You're great. You did it.
Okay, we've got the one and only Mark Aceta with us. I met him. I mean, he was my idol. He didn't even know it. And of all people to know it, it was Scott Pardulis, because he's a good friend of mine. So I got to talk to him on the phone, found out he was going to the Kentucky Derby, and I ran into him at the Kentucky Derby. And I'm sitting in the terrible seats, and he's up there in the million-dollar suite, and he's having lobsters, and I'm having hamburgers, and it was really, really cute. But I got to see you, and I got to talk to you, and I got to fall in love with you. And like Robert Hollis, I got to feel your humility. But I also got to feel that unbelievable confidence. And I just want to thank you, sir, for what you're doing for this profession. And what are you thinking about the future of this profession with everybody doing everything they can to avoid the word network marketing or professional network marketer? And they're trying to come up with all these phrases that, you know, talk about something exactly the opposite. What do you think our future looks like?
You know, I love, well, first of all, I'm so sold out on the industry. You know, I would, this is the God's honest truth. If it wasn't for network marketing, I would have never achieved anything. Because here's the thing. It's when you make the money, you have to become the person who's capable of making the money. And the network marketing industry for me, more than anything, more than any other industry I'm aware of, teaches personal development and leadership development. It's the core to the whole thing. So if it wasn't for this industry, I would have never amounted to anything financially. So I am so completely sold out on it. And I think it's important for those of us who had a great success to be proud about it and scream from the mountaintops. And let's face it, there's a lot of alternatives right now. You know, you go on Instagram or Facebook and there's every 6 minutes there's someone going, you only need to work 2 hours a year and you can make $7 million a day. Click this button. And everyone's falling for all these ridiculous pitches and all these, look, I mean, this is hard work. There's no one who's ever built a big downline who didn't work their butts off. But the payoff on the other side is incredibly wonderful. And the relationships you build, in order to build the kind of team you want to, you're going to build incredible relationships. In order for you to move enough product or service, in order for you and your teams to make money, you've got to impact a lot of people's lives. So to me, that's the most phenomenal part of it, is impacting lives and being able to really feel good about what we're doing, but in the same regard, be able to make money that's very difficult to make anywhere else. So I think, again, there's a lot of people looking at many other alternatives out there. And if the people in these other alternative opportunities to make money are louder and more excited about what they're doing, then our industry is going to take a dip. If we scream from the mountaintops how phenomenal our business is, then we'll be as or more successful than we've ever been before.
Yeah, and that's 100% right. And everybody, look at Nikki, Grace and Nikki, unbelievable. There's a couple of women that have made a difference in this profession for many, many years. Say hi to your mother, Grace, and I'll tell you, thank you for your service to this profession too. But we love you, Mark, because what you've done is you've legitimized leadership and legitimized really showing people that they can take their destiny into their own hands. And what you said a second ago was you've got to believe in it so much that it oozes out of your pores, and understand that you're doing something so unbelievably important because you're taking the destiny of other people's lives and basically putting them in your hand, having them believe you, know what you're talking about, to be able to guide them to what they want out of their life. And you've done a great job of that. I follow you. At the ANMP, you had did such an incredible job, and all of you should join the ANMP right now. Go to ANMP.com because it's the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, and it is bad to the bone. It costs nothing to join it, very, very little money, and you are going to get access to Mark and a bunch of these people that you only dream about knowing, and Mark has done that. Brought his equipment, been a servant leader to that organization, and thank you, Mark. It's just unbelievable who you've been.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. I love it. I love supporting anyone. The bottom line is what drives me is I go back to what I shared in the beginning when you asked me about my background. I'll never, till the day I die, forget that first seminar I went to, and I remember being on the verge of quitting. This was sort of like my last ditch. Well, if this doesn't work, you know, I pretty much give up. And that seminar altered my life. So every event I've done since then, whether there's 32 people in a room or 30,000 people in a room, I know there's people in there that are at that exact same place that I was. And I know what this industry has done for me and my family. And I just love reaching out and being able to give the gift to whoever is ready to receive it. It's a lot of hard work, but someone needed to unlock what I was off track. I didn't get it. Someone got the penny to drop for me, and once the penny dropped, it was game over. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that's what a great way to make a living is taking people who are at a place where they're stagnant or a stalemate and that they have a desire, and we just set them free. So, yeah, I love it. We'll never stop doing it.
That's so great. Mark, you alluded to, you know, there's kind of this thing happening in this particular moment of our culture where there's a lot of this sort of shiny object of, like, be an influencer, be a dropshipper, be whatever, mm-hmm. and, like, mm-hmm. you don't have to build any relationships, you don't have to do any of this stuff, you're just going to, like, follow this magic formula and millions of people are going to buy or follow or do whatever, and mm-hmm. it's just going to happen. And to me, network marketing and the promise of network marketing is truer, but also, like, just so very different from what that message is about. And sometimes, yeah. My perception is almost like we're trying to sound like that thing because we think that seems to be the thing that's out there working in the mm-hmm. marketplace. Do you see that, and do you think that's a mistake?
Yeah, I do, and I do think it's a mistake. Like, again, I'm 62, so I'm not the 62-year-old guy who's never been on Facebook and I don't like technology. I love technology. We wouldn't be able to reach the people reaching now without technology, so I'm all about it. But, you know, technology has allowed a lot of people to become lazy. You know, we all obviously became Zoomaholics during the pandemic. And, you know, for me, and I know a lot of other successful network marketers feel the same way. What makes this different is relationships. I just got back from back-to-back events over the last couple weekends, and it's the meeting before the meeting, it's the meeting after the meeting, it's the relationship building, man. When someone on your team is there and the penny is dropped for them and they're on fire, to be able to go out and have dinner with them and talk to them and be in the moment with them, be able to go out with your team and celebrate and do fun stuff. I mean, gosh, Amway showed us how to do it all those years ago, and it still works for them. So I'm all about face to face and a hybrid approach. But yes, everyone is, to me, they're selling to the laziness in us. They're trying to go to our lowest common denominator and convince people you can get incredibly. I do the exact opposite, and I encourage you to do the same thing. It's like, look, you know, this is a lot of hard work. And again, there are some things you're going to need to do that are going to be uncomfortable. But what other career is there where you don't have to do things that are uncomfortable? Again, I thought that my favorite was, gosh, I hope it's not a networker who's watching this, but someone read an ad online saying, if you're working past 12 noon, you're doing it wrong. And I said to myself, geez, I wonder if Elon Musk works past 12 noon. You know, I wonder if Zuckerberg and, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, all these guys are obviously doing it wrong because they work past 12 noon. So, yeah, I mean, with the world going more and more virtual, think about how starved people are for relationship. So, again, you want to shock people? Let's build those relationships. Let's be face-to-face. Let's do as many one-on-ones in person, as many small group meetings in person as we possibly can. Because no matter how much AI comes out, no matter how smart it is, humans are always going to want human connection. And that's the one thing that we can offer and a lot of these other businesses don't offer.
That is so the truth. And what truth? And sorry, truth. They can't say truth. Yeah. And all of you, high tech is great, but high touch trumps it every time. And I was, you know, obviously we lost Peter Hirsch, and we were talking on the ANMP, and we were talking about staying in contact with people that we love, people that we know, people in the business. And it's all about staying in contact. It's all about touching them on a regular basis so they know they're not invisible, because the world's trying to shrink us into an invisible box. And Mark hit the nail on the head. And you plug into MarkAssetta.com, and you start picking up his trainings, and you become that professional inviter, and your problems are going to be over. You're going to have that start because you're going to be actually talking to people that are yours instead of Crossline and other people's guests. You're going to be talking to your own people, and everything's going to grow on that. And that's what you need to do.
And it really, you know, this idea, you said, you know, it was at a seminar that you had this experience that there's this moment when the penny drops. And if we're talking about these this bright, shiny object syndrome, this it's going to be easy syndrome or whatever. That like the penny drops when you realize that you got to do the work, and then you know what to do. But if we don't even if we're not even ascribing to the idea that you have to freaking do the work, then knowing it, you're never going to know what to do because you're thinking you're supposed to do nothing. It's just supposed to happen to you or for you, or there's some magical gene going to do whatever. And so you need to go and find Mark. You need to go and find a guy like Mark. You need to go and find somebody who has done it, who understands, who's not going to BS you and tell you that it is, it's something that it's not, and that it's just going to magically happen, because it's not. That almost never happens or never happens. And instead, it's the people who find mentors, the people who invest in themselves, the people who, like Mark said earlier, become the person that is able to make that kind of money that then go on and do it. And you didn't come out of mommy's womb that way. You are going to have to do the work to get to that place. And it's really, really important work. But the great news is that there are people like Mark out there in this profession that are going to help you to get there.
And if you can go rub shoulders.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find in the common denominator with all that shoulder rubbing is everybody's just like Mark. Everybody's just like Rob Sperry. Everybody's just like Robert Hollis. And it goes on and on and on. Everybody's just like Garrett. It's about the people. So please, you guys, don't lose touch of your love of the people with all that intellectual stuff you're trying to master. We're coming back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Mark Aceta, and of course, moi. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, and Mark Aceta is with us, and he's chomping on the bit with an idea he wants to tell you right now.
Well, this is what a bad marketer I am. So I really don't do hardly any business online. I'm a live event guy. That's what I live for. But we keep saying markaceta.com. I have another website that's markacetaseminars.com.
There we go.
And that's actually where all my digital material is. Again, my marketing team's going to beat the crap out of me for not telling you that a half an hour ago. But anyway, you can go to either one. It really, that's not my driver to sell things online, but there is a lot of good material there. So I should at least mention that so I don't get fired from my own company.
We don't want that to happen.
I was talking to a guy that knows Goggins real well, that ultra marathon.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And he said, he's his agent. His name is Darren Prince. And he said, Goggins does not want to talk about websites and money. He wants to talk about input, and they're going to figure out the websites and the money. And he's done okay. You've done okay because you're leading with your soul and your heart, and people will come and find you and buy from you because they're searching for it because there's so much value there. So I'm not going to do any novenas for you, buddy. I think you got it figured out a lot more than you think.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
That is so awesome. So, you know, I know you're plugged into a couple of companies in a big way, but there's a lot of people out there that do, you know, they want to plug in. And so how does somebody get to a live event that you do, or where, like, how can somebody plug in and get more of what you have to offer, Mark?
Well, here's the cool thing. So I've got, you know, one exclusive client in network marketing, which has been a blessing for me over the last year. Looking forward to a long-term relationship there. I do that in the insurance industry. So I try to pick, like, one client per industry. However, a couple of my good friends finally convinced me to start my own seminar company, which is like a general public, like Tony Robbins, like anyone can come, doesn't matter what industry you're in. So that's called Life Mastery Trainings, and we just launched this past year in Europe, and we had Robert Kiyosaki come out to the first event, so that's just something to keep an eye out for. We'll be in Europe for the rest of this year, but we'll make it into the U.S. and Asia next year. So Life Mastery is where anyone from any company can come and see me anytime they feel like it.
Nice, man. Yeah, you better get that going here in the U.S. pretty soon, too. And so if I want to, is there an email list I can join on one of those sites where you can find out when that stuff's going on?
Yeah, you can go. We have a Instagram page and a website for Life Mastery Trainings, or you could, you know, if you get on any of the mailing lists, we'll give you the information for that stuff for sure.
Love that. That's really cool. Kiyosaki's a good guy.
Yeah, I was with him last week. He is one character, man. That's a brilliant guy with a couple personalities, would you say?
Yeah. We had so much fun outside of the seminar. I hadn't seen him in a while, and we had the best time. He really is. He's at a point in his life where he just doesn't care. He's going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I loved it.
Him and a woman named Ann Atkinson and a guy named Prager got silenced by the University of Arizona or Arizona State. And they got mad. And last night, they announced that they whipped them. And now there's going to be a hearing. And that faculty that tried to politicize Kiyosaki and all those guys got slapped in the nose, and now they're going to have some free speech showing up. So you're making a difference, Mark, at a high level, and you're hanging around with some difference makers. Oh, Michelle Barnes.
God love Michelle Barnes.
Yeah, her birthday's March 7th. I thought it was today, so I wished her a happy birthday. She told me about March 7th, so I remembered that. So,
you know, funny. You have a 1 in 365 chance.
You were close. Yeah.
Not too far off.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
But the whole industry, man, they are such good people, and all you got to do is reach up, because these people can train you. They can help you, and you're going to find out you're just like them. They just do more of what you want and could do. So we got Mark. We love him. We want you back anytime you want to come. We'd love to have Robert Hollis or any one of your other cronies come on. We need people like you that are really, really tried and true network marketing. So you've got permission to bring us anybody, Mark, and we thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it was an honor to be here. I've been looking forward to it very much.
Good.
That is so cool. So make sure, go check out MarkAcetaSeminars.com. Get on the mailing list. Plug into what is going on. And, you know, what we do with Legacy Leadership is it's all around bringing the kind of people that are lifting up the profession. And you notice, right? Like, how many people did Mark speak well of and lift up, both that he's worked with along the way, just people that he loves in the profession? And that's a big part of this, right? This is not a scarcity game. This is a way for us to get out there and lift up the profession, because there's so many people out there that are getting, you know, led down all these other different paths and all this other bright, shiny stuff. And we've got an opportunity to help them and to support them, and that's what this thing's all about. So, Mark, thank you again for being there, being with us today. We've got a guy next week named Bob Tiede, who is a friend of our buddy Bob Bodine, and he is author of a bunch of books, but the one that I love is called Leading with Questions, and he has worked with, like, Fortune 50 CEOs. I mean, this guy is the real deal and is all about how to lead through the power of questions. So that's going to be a ton of fun next week. Mark, thank you again for being here with us today. It was
my pleasure.
Super fun having you, buddy. So thanks again. Stick around next week for another episode of Legacy Leadership with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
MarkAcetta.com, MarkAcetaSeminars.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.